Luke, it is so nice to see you. I haven't had a chance to say good morning yet.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Yeah. I don't know if we've, I guess many of us would have met Luke and Whitney before. Luke is one of our mission partners, and it's been a joy to get to know you over the last few years. But your relationship with St. James goes back way past that, doesn't it?
Been connected here since I was worked with the Christian Unions, actually, in the local areas, I think maybe 12 years now. Connected with the church, and great to be with you guys this morning. So,
do you want to? So some folk may not know what you guys do. Do you want to introduce us to the family?
Whitney is my wife, and there's Jackson, who's the oldest in the Chelsea shirt, William in the Manchester United shirt, and Amelie in the dress. So we live in Bucharest, Romania. One of the things that drew us to Romania, aside from the sense that God was pulling us there, one of the things I think God used in that was it's a nation that's had freedom of religion for under 30 years now. Even then, it's not always easy to be clear and public about your faith. So we wanted to work with Romanian-led churches, Romanian-led Christian organizations, and help them figure out how to share Jesus, yes, with their friends, that's fine, but also how do you do it publicly in places like universities and schools and other places. So that's kind of our focus. And Whitney's also serving at a school that's for the children of cross-cultural workers, which is quite strategic because a lot of people go home because who are working cross-culturally because of the education of their children. So that's what Whitney does. So.
Fantastic. I think it must be about a year since we've last seen you. Have we got any slides?
Yeah, I can show you some.
Do you want to tell us a bit about what's happened over the last year? Is that all right, Ian?
The briefest of overviews. So the organisation that we work with is called Chrysalis. Just to show you just some images from our work, a couple of projects we're involved in. One is called Engage. And really this is about engaging sceptical and indifferent audiences with the message of Jesus. We'll work with Christian student groups, a lot like the Christian Unions here. They've been very good traditionally, actually, at talking to their friends about Jesus. But reaching beyond that circle has been difficult for them. So they do stuff, encourage them to do stuff on campus. Like here we've got a coffee for a question. Ask me a big question about life or about God or about anything, and I'll give you a free cup of coffee and we'll sit and talk about it. So they use this to kind of generate conversations on campus. We've got these displays we put up, which are like, this one's called Thirsty, where we look at the kind of the search for satisfaction in life, and they're kind of interactive. People can come over and they've got lots of questions on them, and they're, again, designed to generate discussion. And then what we do when we're having those conversations with people, we also point them to events that we will run on the university campus. So here, we kind of run two sorts of things. One is, if you see on this side, on the on your left, we'll kind of run lecture-style events just in lunchtime in the middle of a university, look at questions of life. What is freedom? How can I have hope in life? A lot of existential questions people ask, also big questions like, how can I trust the scriptures? Hasn't science disproved God? And we'll kind of do those and take questions. Also, another thing we like to do in the evenings, you see people sat around tables here. We'll have these events that run for an hour or two, and really just we give little snippets of me presenting things from the front, and then people talk about it around the tables, and we look at kind of big questions of life and blending something usually from the Gospels into that to help people see how Jesus might be relevant to those. This has been great, actually. It's great because, I mean, both these universities would be places where, until a few years ago, nobody really spoke publicly about Jesus. We're probably the first people to do that, so that's a huge breakthrough. And we're happy to do it just on that basis. But we're also excited that two things have started to happen more and more. One is, after the event, at the end of every event, we'll say, look, this is something you should really check out for yourself. And we invite people to do a follow-up course, something like, I think you do Christianity Explored here, or Alpha. And we also do Bible studies on Luke's Gospel. So the last two events that we ran like that, we started 3 Alpha courses, 9 Bible studies on Luke's Gospel, all full of people who'd never looked into Jesus before. And we see some people actually begin following Jesus through those. We also have started seeing people come up right at the end, after after I've spoken, we don't make a big deal of like, listen, we want you to pray a prayer to welcome Jesus into your life. We just say, listen, this would be a good thing for you, I think, if you made that choice. And I've had people come up every week, I think, that I've been to saying, I really would like to make that choice. And I'd like to pray with you. So that's exciting. We also train people to speak at these kinds of events. The other thing we do is in a city centre cafe, we discovered that a lot of times we'd speak on these big questions of life, and Christians would come up to us and say, well, that's really cool for the people who are not Christians, and I'm glad you can give a talk like that, but how do I talk to my friends about this? So we actually run courses in the City Centre Cafe, helping Christians engage the big questions that their friends might have, helping them think through their own doubts and struggles about their faith. And so that's kind of developing as a thing. And just a quick image of the school. I mentioned the school that Whitney's teaching at, and it's been a tough year for Whitney. She was the interim director this year, and she doesn't like management and she doesn't like conflict, so being the interim director is far from ideal. So she's happy that we managed to recruit somebody, and thankful to God that she's able to step into the classroom again.
A couple more questions. I just noticed as we came in, there are some newsletters on the pews, and there was a big stack of books. You're holding one of them.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Not to be like a marketeer, but but if you're interested, I wrote a book about. It's just really full of stories of what God is doing at universities around the world. And last year, I very kindly received a grant from an organisation to travel around the world and research this, and was able to go to places like Mongolia, which is amazing because in Mongolia, 30 years ago, there were three known Christians in the whole country, and now there are tens of thousands. And Guatemala, Middle East, all sorts of interesting stories of what people are doing, often in circumstances where officially you can't really proclaim Jesus. And so if you're interested in reading that, it's a tenner, it's back there. You can slip me a tenner or leave a tenner next to the pile of books.
Okay, one last. Tell us, what can we pray for you guys, particularly this summer? Are you going to get any kind of break at all, or are you herring around the country?
Yeah, I mean, you can talk with Whitney about our differing viewpoints on what constitutes a break, but probably not as much of a break as we'd like, but we're hanging out with my parents at the moment, which is nice. They live in rural Wiltshire. I think you could pray. One big thing would be, well, we certainly overdid it last year, as you can gather from Whitney taking that role and me traveling and doing this book. So you could just pray for our family to have some balance. Pray for Whitney, she transitions out of this role, that the person who takes over the school would do a good job. And please really pray. I mean, these events are amazing. The impact that it's having, the way that the Christian students are catching a vision for proclaiming Jesus, the way that people who are not Christians are responding to those events is great. And I think a lot of the time, I mean, it's not that we don't have a strategy or a plan, but we really have a sense that this is just God's thing and he's doing it, and we're caught up in that. So just pray that he continues to do that, really, and we continue to be surprised by what he's doing.
Right, thank you so much. We try to pray for you guys regularly, but let's pray. Should we pray now? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the ministry that you've called Luke and Whitney and the kids to, and pray that you would uphold them day by day. Pray for this season and the summer, as they have some time back here. We pray that would be restful, that would help them draw together as a family and draw near to you, that they'd be able to recharge and be refreshed in the Lord Jesus. And pray that your word might run ahead and be honored in throughout Europe as these doors open, that 30 years ago it was inconceivable that people would hear of Jesus there. We thank you so much that has now been made possible, and we ask that you would give them discernment as they think about what roles to take on at school and in training others and in speaking at events. Please would you keep them very close to you, guard their hearts, and please we pray might Jesus be greatly honored in their lives and through this work that they're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.